This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, we're simply sharing what I call my favorite Christmas stories. Yesterday, we shared a story that I identified as my absolute positively favorite Christmas story, and you know what? It still is, always will be. If you didn't hear it, you need to go on our website later, crosshope.org, and listen to Lillian Smith's story called A Large Christmas. It's a story that just blows your mind when you hear it about what one father did on one Christmas that just totally impacted his children with his witness and his example. That's yesterday's program. But today we share a story about a sensitive Christmas issue. You know what it is? Forgiveness. Forgiveness is the most sensitive issue in your life and my life. If you're honest, you know that's true. We all are a mixture of people who need to forgive and need to be forgiven. It's both, not one or the other. Christmas is about forgiveness because Christ is about forgiveness. Would you listen to that again? Christmas is about forgiveness because Christ is about forgiveness. Listen to today's program about a man who came to terms with his need to forgive his dad. God bless you. Merry Christmas in 2016. God bless you as you listen. But this minister friend of mine told me years ago that he went through all his teen years. And he said, Randy, you may not believe this. He said, but I never spoke to my father. Never. He didn't go into why. He didn't go into what happened. I always felt there had to be something drastic that happened for a man to say, I didn't speak to my father at all. And I even asked a Christian psychologist friend that I've referenced here before, and I said, what do you think was going on there? And he said, Randy, there had to have been some kind of substance abuse, drug or alcohol abuse. There had to be some kind of physical abuse going on. Maybe he brutalized his mother. There's something going on there to explain why he never spoke to his dad. His dad died. He said he stoically went to the funeral, didn't shed one tear at his own father's funeral. That's not the end of the story. 20 years after his dad was dead and buried, he told me that he went to his father's grave for the first time after the funeral. He waited 20 years. And then he said, if you can believe this, he said, I started talking to my dad. 20 years after he was put in the ground, he said, I started talking as if he were right there, and I started looking at his headstone, and I was talking to my dad and pouring out all these thoughts about what was going on, some of my resentment and my bitterness. And then he said, I shocked myself. He said, I asked for my dad's forgiveness. He said, I'm sorry for denying my father a relationship with me. He said, I realized that the part of that was me. It's not all his fault. May I tell you something that's more tragic than that? Than a minister friend of mine who went to his father's grave to talk to his dad 20 years after he was buried is to know that there are people who come to church here and people in every ministry I've had who've denied God the Father a relationship with him through the Son. And someday I can picture them standing before the Lord and say, Lord, you don't understand. I was busy. I had a career to think of. I had places to go. I had people to see. I had things to do. I was busy with my life, busy with my children, busy with this and busy with that. And they denied God the Father relationship because they never had that relationship with God the Son.
Well, I say it often, and I will continue to say it. That is, Christianity is about a relationship with God the Father through God the Son. I don't know of any other way. You come to the Father by coming to the Son. Everything you want to know about God the Father, you look at the Son. How much does God love me? Look at Jesus. How much does God care? Look at Jesus. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.